Well, I've been told that one of my favorite lines lately has been, "I've got news." So we're titling today's message, "I've got news." I want to share some current events with you, most of which happened in the last week of November, and the rest primarily happened within the month of November. Some you may have heard, others you may not have heard. And you may think at first, well, what in the world has this got to do with a sermon? But I think we'll tie it all together later on in the message. Academy Award-winning actor Jamie Foxx, no relation to the Jamie Foxx that's related to Marion, myself, but the award-winning actor Jamie Foxx has called Barack Obama our Lord and Savior during the 2012 Soul Train Awards in Las Vegas on Sunday, and this was last week. "It's like church over here. It's like church in here. First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior Barack Obama." This was essentially how he did it. "Barack Obama," Fox said to a cheering audience on Sunday night. Of course, as you can imagine, this drew a lot of people making some complaints about what was said. And later, Mr. Fox somewhat apologized for his statements, saying it was just a joke. But to a lot of people, it wasn't a joke, because the crowd stood and cheered as he made this statement. So it's just some of the thought that's going on in the world today. And of course, I have known some people and do know some people that, quite honestly, if Barack Obama walked into the room, they probably would bow down. And I'll have to say, at least one of these people I know, well, actually two of them I know that would probably do it, would probably profess to be Christians. Let's go on. Obama to accompany baby Jesus and wise men in Italian nativity scenes. And as we share this one, this will possibly shock you even a little bit more, because you see President Barack Obama, riding on the heels of his historic electoral victory this week, has another accomplishment to boot. He will be included as a character in a traditional Italian nativity scenes in Naples this Christmas. The president is poised in figurine form to appear next to baby Jesus. Other biblical characters and numerous other politicians are being infused into traditional holiday story. As noted, Obama isn't the only contemporary figure created for inclusion in nativities. According to Euronews, Mitt Romney is also included. While one of the Obama designs come complete with a crown, a depiction of the former Republican candidate comes with tears streaming down his face. And in comments here, they have in reaction to his electoral loss. And Italian shopkeepers are now selling these figurines for people to put in their nativity scenes. Bunker Hill Community College. Artist depicts Obama as the crucified Christ. I don't have a large picture, but you can see maybe from my note up here a little bit of how he is poised there with the crown of thorns, hands outstretched like Jesus nailed to the cross. And it says, a painting that features President Obama poised as Jesus Christ crucified on a cross is on display at a community college art gallery in Boston. The painting by Michael D'Antonio is part of a larger exhibit called Artist on the Stump, The Road to the White House 2012. It's on display at the Bunker Hill Community College Art Gallery until December the 15th. The painting is called Truth. and shows the president on the cross with his arms outstretched. A crown of thorns rests on his head. Goes on to say this painting was originally supposed to have been debuted 4 years ago at New York's Union Square, but that event was canceled due to public outrage. Some of the events that are going on there. Also in the news this week, Russian newspapers. Russian News Pravda's Xavier Lerma said that with the re-election of Barack Obama, the communists have won in America. But he goes on to say that they have failed miserably in Russia as Vladimir Putin was re-elected as president. Lerma writes, with the election of Putin, the new world order is kept out of Russia while America continues to repeat the Soviet mistake. And remember, I believe it was last week's message I told you, and I mentioned Nikita Khrushchev. And some of you here are too young to remember him. You may have studied about him in school. He was the Soviet premier who at the UN pounded his shoe on the table and told America that that the communists would bury America, but they would do it from within. And I told you he was somewhat prophetic because God sometimes has used men who were not godly to deliver prophetic messages. It's in the Bible that way. Well, there it is. The Russian newspapers themselves have declared communism is winning in America. World News Daily, is Egypt's president fulfilling biblical prophecy? You know, there's a lot of things about biblical prophecy that even today we're not quite sure about and we don't quite understand. Because God opens the revelation of some of this to us as we get close to it and we begin to see it take place. Then he begins to open our eyes of insight and we see, aha, that's what that meant. We today understand a whole lot more about biblical prophecy than people did 50 years ago. Because we have seen a lot of biblical prophecy, especially in relation to the end of the age. I don't want to say the end times or the end of the world because that's not what's going to happen. It's the end of the age. This world is going to go on and there's going to be a lot of things take place. It's going to be the end of the age and we are seeing those prophecies being fulfilled in our very sight. Sometimes as we watch it on television. And many times we didn't think that we would be able to see even some of these things as they were taking place the way we see them. But is Egypt's president fulfilling biblical prophecy? As Americans everywhere stopped to celebrate Thanksgiving Day, Egyptian President Morsi, I believe that's how it's pronounced, Morsi, appeared on Egyptian television and shocked the nation, issuing a presidential decree effectively banning all challenges to his decrees, laws, and decisions. The decree stated, "The president can issue any decision or measure to protect the revolution. The constitutional declarations, decisions, and laws issued by the president are final and not subject to appeal." Mohammed el-Baradi, another opponent of Morsi, accused the president of establishing himself as a new pharaoh. And there's a lot more on this article talking about some of the biblical implications of it as him fulfilling the prophecy of one of the kings of the south that is going to be taking place. And as these things are starting to fall into place, things are happening. We are looking today and seeing biblical prophecy fulfilled as he's taking control. By the way, there's rumors going around, and I really can't substantiate any of them, but some of them, that this very same kind of thing could take place in America. You say, oh, no, it can't. Look at some of the things that's taking place in America, and believe me, things like this can take place. Palestinians. How many have been hearing about the Palestinians this week? We hear about the things going on in Israel. We hear about what's going on in Syria. And by the way, Syria, Damascus, Syria, oldest continuously lived-in city in the world, if I'm correct. I believe that's correct. the oldest. And yet the Bible tells us the day will come that it'll be destroyed. And what's happening now in Syria? Syria is being destroyed from within. There is possibility that major war could erupt any time in Syria. There's those skirmishes going on between the opposition party and the party in power, and it could come to a lot worse things than what we think it could happen. Because we have weapons today, and they have access to some of these weapons that could destroy that entire nation in one day, in 1 hour, in 10 minutes. That's how fast it could happen. Palestinians, and as I was preparing my message, this was yet to happen. It happened after I put a lot of my notes together. The UN Assembly voted Thursday in favor of Palestinian statehood. In other words, the Palestinians will now have a state. We'll give them a chunk of what belongs to Israel and let them declare themselves to be an independent sovereign state. That's what they're seeking. They seek for control of half of Jerusalem. They want to divide it. As I've read some of the articles on this and some of the things, it falls right down the line into biblical prophecy of what will happen, because the Bible tells us the day will come that a man known as the Antichrist, essentially the anti-Messiah, the anti-anointed one. And throughout history, even before Jesus, there were people who could be called Antichrist in a sense because they were against the things of God. But we're talking about the one that is talked about in the book of Revelations, the one that Jesus talked about that would come. And as we see these things begin to take place, we are seeing it fall into place that somebody could come along now and say, okay, Syria, okay, Palestinians, okay, Israel, all of you sit down here. And here's what we're going to do. And broker that peace agreement that the Bible says will be signed, that they would make peace with Israel for 7 years. But like a lot of treaties, in the halfway through that 7 years, the Bible tells us that peace treaty will be broken one final time. The UN Assembly voted to recognize it. And I forget what the vote was, but it seems to me like it was overwhelming. Something like 94-8 or something of that nature. Those are probably not the exact numbers, but it kind of gives you an idea. The United States and a couple of other countries voted against it. By the way, one of the allies of Israel, the one that was prominent in establishing Israel as a nation again, voted for it, and that was Britain. Surprising. Ahmadinejad, how many knows who he is? He is the one that believes that it is his duty, his reason for being on earth is to promote and prepare the way for the coming of the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, the one who will come back and rule the world. His statement again, just recently, as he has stated before, Israel will be eliminated. Iran continues to work on nuclear weapons, which could erupt in global war. By the way, the Bible tells us that something will transpire and a third of mankind will be killed. Think about that. That's billions of people that will be killed within a very brief period of time. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Iran could have a nuclear bomb by next spring or early summer. That's how soon some of these things could transpire. Will Israel attack Iran between now and then? I don't know. The opinion is they most likely will. Some of these other things that are going on. The Pew Forum. Oh, by the way, there's one here I almost missed, and this one's very important because it affects people here. It affects at least one person here in America, actually two. Egyptian court sentences 8 people to death over profit film. You've probably heard some on the news about this guy that made this film, that made it around on YouTube, and he's been sentenced to death as one of the people has been sentenced to death for blasphemy. He's in jail, by the way, in the United States. He's a fairly safe position maybe right now for unrelated charges, something else that I'm not sure what it was all about. But it says an Egyptian court convicted in absentia Wednesday 7 Egyptian Coptic Christians. What's a Coptic Christian? They date back. Terry, go ahead, tell them. They date back to the early church. And you hear about them. You don't see too much of them in the Western world, but they're very similar in some ways to the Catholic Church. But the Coptic Christians, and they had a lot in helping to sustain Christianity during the Middle Ages and some other periods of time. But it says convicted 7 Coptic Christians and a Florida-based American pastor, sentencing him to death on charges linked to an anti-Islam film that had sparked riots in parts of the Muslim world. By the way, the same film that supposedly was the reason that they attacked the U.S. embassy. Do I believe that was the reason? No. I believe it was an excuse. And as some people have pointed out, you don't have a spontaneous riot like this and have tanks and all this other stuff just happened to be there. So it was planned. Egyptian official news agency said the court found the defendants guilty of harming national unity, insulting and publicly attacking Islam and spreading false information, charges that carry the death sentence. Florida-based pastor Terry Jones, you've probably heard of him, he was the guy that a couple of years back wanted to burn the Korans and had some controversy. He was the pastor of Dove World Outreach, a church of less than 50 members in Gainesville, Florida. He said he was contacted by the filmmaker to promote the film, as well as Morris Sadak, a conservative Coptic Christian in the U.S. who posted video clips on his website. Just some of the things that are going on in the world today. By the way, I just read, too, that a 14-year-old, I believe she was Afghanistan, girl was beheaded by two people, two men. One of them believed to be a person who wanted to marry her, and because she had refused and her family had refused, they beheaded her. Some of the other events going on, of course, you may hear about on the news, you may not. Freedom of speech. How many believe in freedom of speech? Amen. It's in our Constitution, isn't it?
Bill of Rights.
Huh?
Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights. Freedom of speech. By the way, there is a person in Congress, I'm not remember if he's in the House of Representatives, I believe the House of Representatives, that wants to do away with freedom of speech. He wants to outlaw freedom of speech, be able to put restrictions on freedom of speech. Back in the 50s, growing up during the Cold War, and I see pictures on the news of the Egyptian children, or not the Egyptian, but Israeli children that are doing the duck and cover drills for preparation for an attack by missiles and so on. And I remember back in the 50s as I was going to school, we had those same similar type drills where we did that because the world was living under possible threat of nuclear wars. People were building bomb shelters. By the way, there's a funeral home here in Columbia, Williams Funeral Home, which burnt down just several months back, and it had a very large basement. And the reason for that basement originally was a bomb shelter, a community bomb shelter. These things are going on. We had things happening then that we never thought that we would see happen in America. Oh, they happen with those godless Russians. I've got news now. There's some pastors going into Russia and some people going into Russia, and there's some very strong Christians in Russia today. An acquaintance of mine from years ago, who happens to be a missions official with the Assemblies of God, just went to Russia just recently and preached and had a great big rally there, I guess, as they had ministers come together and train, and they helped prepare them to spread the gospel in Russia. Yet here in America, it's becoming harder and harder to spread the gospel because they're doing everything else that they can to clamp down on the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Pew Forum on Religion in America and public life have documented a disturbing rise in restriction on a religion in the United States. What year are we in right now? 2012. We're almost into 2013. This survey took place documenting mid-2009 to mid-2010, so it's roughly 2 years old. It marked this rise in restriction on religion in the United States. The U.S. moved up from low restrictions category to the moderate category. More and more restriction is being put on religion, especially one religion in particular, Christianity. And by the way, there's kind of a little controversy going on too with Bill O'Reilly. How many have heard that name before? I believe he's on the Fox News channel. He made a statement this week that Christianity was not a religion, and some people went through the ceiling. I have to somewhat agree with him. It's classified as a religion, but I've told you time and time again, it is a relationship. True Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we learn that it's a relationship with Jesus Christ, then our heart is right with God, and then we're okay. I don't care what happens, we're going to be okay. But if you've just got Christianity as a religion, you could be in some serious trouble. Because it takes more than religion to get into the kingdom of heaven. It takes relationship. Jesus, when he was speaking to his disciples on the Mount of Olives in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, and some were probably wondering, is he ever going to give a scripture here? Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, he says, when he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the Talmidim came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that you are coming and that the Olam Hazan is ending? That's the end of the age. What will be the sign of the end of the age? In the King James, it translates at the end of the world. As I've said before, it is not the end of the world. It is the end of this current age is taking place. By the way, there's the prophecies going around, the Mayan prophecies, by the way, from the Mayan calendar, because it ends on December 21st, 2012. And many people are saying, really, all that was it was the end of an age on the Mayan calendar. And when we learn, it does not mean that suddenly there's going to be some cataclysmic thing event happen to earth because the Mayans predicted it however many thousand years ago. It's because Jesus Christ is coming, and he could come someday very soon. None of us here know when it's going to be. I have a magazine in my hand which somebody subscribed to for me called The End Times, and in this particular one it gives a lot of thing to do with prophecies regarding the end of the age. And we can disagree about certain things. Will there be a pre-tribulation rapture? Will there be a mid-tribulation rapture? Will there be a post-tribulation rapture? You know what? I've always been taught it's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture, and I'm sure hoping so. But I also realize that for some people living in the world today, they're looking right now at mid-tribulation raptures as far as they're concerned, because they're going through a lot of stuff that we don't even think about. All I know is the Bible tells us that Jesus has said he is going to come again. Amen. And the best thing for us to do is to be ready. If we are ready for when he comes, then we don't have to worry about it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and by the way, Matthew chapter 24, I would suggest if you get home today or sometime this week, sit down and read that entire chapter again. 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 says, because you yourselves well know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. A thief in the night. When does the thief usually come? Well, one of the things, when you're least expecting him, generally in the night, a thief will come when he thinks no one's home, when no one's expecting him. We've only had our house broken into one time, and I'm thankful for that. The thief came on a Wednesday night after the time we would have normally left for Wednesday night service. But that particular week, Wednesday night service had been moved to Thursday night because of a special event. But we left at the same time and came back a very short time later. And guess what? The thief was in the house. At least there's all indications that he was in the house. And as we went in the front door, he went out the back door. But he wasn't expecting us to come home. He was expecting to have a couple of hours all to himself to do whatever he wanted to do. And by the way, the suspected thief was probably about a 13, 14-year-old kid. But that's when the thief comes, when you're least expecting. Will Jesus come on December 21st, 2012? I don't think so. Too many are expecting it. But you know what? He could come the day before. He could come the day after. He could come next year sometime. He might come a couple of years from now. But I do know one thing, sure, from what the Bible has to tell us and what secular world is telling us right now, he's coming soon. And he'll be coming within the lifetime of most everyone that's in this building today. He's coming soon. And Father, today I ask, as this message goes out, Father, to folks that will hear it on the internet, some will hear it by CD, Father, that you would speak to hearts. Father, I know that there's folks out there that are not ready. They're thinking, Father, that they're okay. They're thinking that they've got time. But Father, I pray that you will help them to wake up and realize Jesus could come any moment. He could come any time. And I'm not ready. And Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts today. And some of them may hear the message of the gospel in this for the first time. And Father, it would convict their hearts and they would realize that they need Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And Father, I pray that you would do that today. For we've asked it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.